This is All Things Considered, live from Aberdeen. In June, the worst thing that can happen to a museum happened here. A fire destroyed this city's historic armory building, which housed the Aberdeen Museum of History. Black smoke billowed from the building as firefighters tried to attack the flames. The museum lost a lot of artifacts, and what was not destroyed by the flames was almost certainly damaged by smoke or by the water used to extinguish the fire. In addition to the firefighters and police who responded that day, a group of archivists also rushed to the scene from the State Archives in Olympia.
So I'm Mary Hammer, and I'm the Digital Projects and Preservation Archivist at the Washington State Archives. Originally, we went out to the site of the Aberdeen fire, and there were people that could go into the building and rescue items. We weren't allowed to go in, but they would bring the items out to us, and we loaded them into a van and brought them back to the archives.
Things moved pretty fast the day of the fire. Triage decisions were made right there on the street about which items could be saved and how quickly they needed attention.
I mean, when you first see it covered in soot, you think, there is no way that this is going to come out okay. And then you just rinse it off a little bit and almost magically the images appear, the soot's gone, and you have your item as beautiful as it was before. And as some people have mentioned, some things are better off than they were before because they got a little rinsing and a little cleaning.
Now, photographs from the museum, documents, VHS tapes, cassettes, more than 130 boxes of materials, all told, are stored in a cooled underground space in Olympia. If the day of the fire was like being in a historical artifact emergency room, this place is sort of like a recovery room. It's a quiet, controlled area for these artifacts to be safe while the Aberdeen Museum regroups. Meanwhile, there are plenty of other artifacts that are recovering from their injuries much closer to home. Inside a warehouse along the Chehalis River, crews from Restoration Management Company have been working for, 2 months or so, scrubbing, brushing, degreasing, and drying item after item. Lulu Bonaparte is wiping soot off a huge wooden picture frame.
My job, I love it. Every job, they're so different. Every day, they learn something new.
She's been doing this type of work for 32 years, and usually she's dealing with a household item after a basement flood or a house fire. So cleaning up museum artifacts is a little bit different. But one thing that does not seem to change from job to job is dealing with people who have almost always been through something traumatic or stressful. Bonaparte says she likes that about her work and turns to the ease of Spanish to fully explain why.
Gente primero porque es lo más importante para uno. Lo demás es menos importante. So primero es importante las personas y luego lo demás.
Cleaning up the artifacts is important, she says, but caring for the people always comes first.
It's hard.
That's one of the people, Dan Sears. He was director of the Aberdeen Museum of History for 17 years before stepping down to serve as an archivist. He cares about this collection deeply.
Sometimes I just got to come out and stare off into the bluff and just kind of clear your head, you know?
Sears grew up here. He was in the class of 62, and he spent more than 30 years in North Carolina before coming home in 2000. His whole career has been spent in museums, and that's not necessarily what people who grew up with him would have predicted.
You know, I hated history when I was going to school because it's so darn boring.
He does not feel that way anymore. He says museums and collections, like the one that people are trying so hard to clean up here in Aberdeen, are as important to the future as they are to the past.
If we could go into a history class and bring a box of artifacts in, you know, and talk about that portion of the history and show them and let them feel what history's about, then they're going to get more involved in it, I'd say.
Now, there's a ways to go still before the Aberdeen Museum of History completely recovers from the fire. The city council voted recently to tear down the armory building. Its facade is still standing, but most of the roof is gone. You can see the devastation of missing floors and blackened wood inside. The State Archives is holding on to those 130 or so boxes of artifacts until the Aberdeen Museum can take them back. The bigger stuff, pianos and engines and statues, those are being sent to a storage facility. But eventually, the plan is to bring them home to a new museum in Aberdeen, even if no one's sure exactly where that will be quite yet.